Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I just praise him for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. And especially the ones I haven't heard or seen. I'm just glad that you've gone through your week. Amen. And we know that the Lord has brought you through.
Amen.
And God, hallelujah, he is with you. And if he is with you, he is more than the whole world against you. Amen. I'm going to start a little different today. I'm going to go ahead and give you my scriptures. Key scripture will be Galatians 5 and certain verses there, beginning with the first verse, page. That should be page. What in the world did I have the page on that? I thought I had the page on it. But if anybody can help me find that page, share it when you get a minute.
I think 1433.
Yeah, because for some reason I forgot to write it.
Right, the page. Amen.
That's in the voice. Yep. All right. And St. John 15, verses 1 to 11, and then verses 16 to 21. That's page 1314 and 1315. And Romans 8, verses 9 through 17, page 1382. Yeah, like I say, I have a few, but I probably won't read all of them. Definitely 1 John 2, verses 27 and 28. That's page 1514 in divorce. 1 John 2, verses 27 and 28. That's page 1514. Mm-hmm. And also 1 Corinthians 6, page 1400. That's verses 10 through 12. As you continue through the month, just meditate in these, you know, because we're talking about a powerful position, which is freedom, you know, freedom in Christ and how we see it. You know, what is our perspective of the freedom that we have in Christ? All right. Is there one more? I think that's it. Of course, keep this one in mind too. Mark 10, verse 51. Keep that one in mind, and then I'll go back to that one, because that's a thought that I want to share with you. I don't have that page either. But the thought is this: what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked. Mark 10, verse 51. All right. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I'm going to start with Galatians 5, and that is what, page 1433, and it just says, stand strong for our freedom. The anointed one freed us so we wouldn't spend one more day under the yoke of slavery, trapped under the law. All right. And of course, I'll go to verse 16 here. It says, here's my instructions. Walk in the Spirit and let the Spirit bring order to your life. If you do, you will never give in to your selfish and sinful cravings. For everything the flesh desires goes against the Spirit, and everything the Spirit desires goes against the flesh. There is a constant battle raging between them that prevents you from doing the good you want to do. But when you are led by the Spirit, you are no longer subject to the law. There's a powerful point for freedom. Mm-hmm. Stand strong for our freedom. Stand strong in our freedom. You stand strong for it by standing strong in it. It's clear that our flesh entices us into practicing some of its most heinous, horrible acts. Participating in corrupt and sexual relationships, impurity, unbridled lust, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, arguing, jealousy, anger, selfishness, contentiousness, division, envy of others, good fortune, drunkenness, drunken revelry, and other shameful vices that plague humankind. I told you this clearly before, and I only tell you again so that there is no room for confusion. No, don't have no doubt in your mind. Don't be confused. Don't have no sucking guesses about it. Don't have no sucking thoughts. Those who give in to these ways will not inherit the kingdom of God. Paul is making it clear, isn't he? Yep. He's been preaching about the call of God to freedom, and so now he spells it out for us. We are done with the demands of the law. Now we are free, what? To live in the spirit and to be truly right with God. Isn't that something? To live in, free in the spirit and be truly right with God. Amen. Another powerful verse is 1 John. Amen. 1 John 2. And I'm going to start with 20. Even though I think I just stated only those two. It says, you have been given an anointing, a special touch from the Holy One. You know the truth. I'm not writing you because you know I'm writing you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it. All right. It's not because you don't know it, but you do know it. You know that no lie belongs in the truth. The liar is the one who says Jesus is not really the anointed one. This is the Antichrist, the one denying both the Father and the Son. That's the Antichrist, and he is in the world, church. Anyone who denies the Son does not know the Father. The one affirming the Son enjoys an intimate relationship with the Father as well. Intimate relationship. Let the good news, the story you have heard from the beginning of your journey, live in and take hold of you. You see what it say? Live in and take hold of you. I like how the voice breaks it down. If that happens and you focus on the good news, then you will always remain in a relationship with the Son and the Father. Hallelujah. You remain in relationship. That's what true freedom is. This is what he promised us, eternal life. I'm also writing to warn you about some who are attempting to deceive you. You have an anointing, all right? You received it from him, and his anointing remains on you. You do not need any other teacher, but as his anointing instructs you in all the essentials, and which is all the truth, uncontaminated by darkness. That's what it is, and lies. It teaches you this, remain connected to him. Remain connected to him. Hallelujah. He didn't say remain connected to yourself. He said remain connected to Jesus. That's a big capital him. So now, my little children, live in him so that whenever he is revealed, we will have confidence and not have to hang our heads in shame before him. When he comes, anybody want to be ashamed when the Lord comes before you? I don't want to be ashamed. If you know that he is just and faithful, then you also know that everyone who lives faithfully and acts justly has been born into a new life with him.
Amen.
Praise God. A word of prayer, Lord. I thank you again for your word. I thank you, Lord, for this series of just realizing that we have freedom through you. You are the one that has created freedom, Lord. And I pray that you would just take the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart and just bring edification, bring truth, bring light, oh God, to the body of Christ, to your sons and daughters, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just give you the praise because you are yet doing a mighty work in us, Lord. As we abide in you and your word abides in us, we may ask what we will, and you said you would give it. Hallelujah. You would grant it. You would do it. And I praise you for that, that you are setting us free even right now as this word, oh God, as we read it and as we, hallelujah, just meditate in it, as we eat it, as we just believe on it. Hallelujah. And then as we speak it, hallelujah, we give you all the praise today in Jesus' name. Amen. And then touch the life, Lord, that is near as hell, that is bound up and needs to be set free. Somebody needs to be set free today. Somebody needs to be to know that you are there for them and you have the keys to unlock that bondage. Unlock them from that sin burden, Lord. Unlock them, oh God, from that condemnation. Oh God, and release your peace through Jesus, our Lord. We love you and we praise you and we thank you and we receive all that you have for us today in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just give God the praise today. Hallelujah. And just thank the Lord. I had so much here that I can't even share it all. But I'll definitely start by saying we should do just that according to the word, abide in Christ. Abide in that freedom. Hallelujah. That freedom is what? Liberty that Jesus has given us. Hallelujah. And that freedom what is what? The power or right to act, to speak, or to think without hindrance or restraint. Hallelujah. There's always something that we'll try when we're in Christ. Once we're in Christ, we know we're in Christ because there's some things that are warring against us. Hallelujah. If it's not our flesh, then it's definitely the enemy. He is warring against us and he doesn't want us to be free in Christ. He doesn't want us to be able to do the things that God would have us to do. Amen. He would try in every way he can to stop us from acting in the power of freedom, the power of liberty. He will stop us from even speaking, try to stop us from speaking what's in our heart and in our mind. But we have to speak it. We got to say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. And if we speak it and believe it and do not doubt it, it will obey you and it will be done. Hallelujah. And then think. We must think the thoughts that are according with the word of God. What? He and she that keeps their mind and their thoughts stayed upon Jesus shall be kept in perfect peace. Hallelujah. There is no hindrance. There is no restraint in the freedom of Christ. Jesus is the great liberator. Hallelujah. He sets the captive free. He opens the blinded eyes according to Isaiah 61. Hallelujah. He sets the captive free. He heals of the brokenhearted. He binds up the wounds. Jesus makes us whole. Hallelujah. He is the liberator. He sets us free. Hallelujah. We have the power to live when we receive Christ as Lord. Hallelujah. And nothing can hold you back. No, nothing on earth can stop you. Hallelujah. When you have Jesus. But it's so important for us to realize that when we abide in him, that we dwell in him, we live in him, we trust in him, we lean and depend on Jesus. Hallelujah. And most of all, we obey him. We are willing and obedient, and that's what causes us to eat the good of the land, Isaiah 1 and 19. So important. And of course, I've got a couple of thoughts from Charles Stanley today. One of his 30 principles, number 24, says, to live the Christian life is to allow Jesus to live his life in and through us. Amen. Is anybody experiencing anything other than that in Christ? If you're experiencing a life and you're saying Christ is in there, you know that there's something different about it. Hallelujah. Something different about you. You're not the same person anymore. Hallelujah. Christ allowing him to live his life in us, not us trying to live our life around him. And live our life with him, but live letting your heart and your mind and your will be surrendered totally to the will of Christ. That's what sets you free.
Amen.
Amen. Not a bunch of rules and regulations and obligations and what? Those New Year resolutions and commitments. You know, it's good to have goals and purpose and vision and dreams, but they have to be committed and submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy household. Acts 16:38. Ah, that's what makes the difference when we believe on him and receive of him, according to what? Romans 10. Amen. There, yeah. This is, of course, I have a little story myself, and it goes like this. It says, there was a special change in my life the day I said yes to Jesus. I received him as Lord and Savior into my life. I did not desire from that point. I didn't desire to do the same things. I didn't desire to say the same things. I didn't desire to think the same things. Of course, that was just the beginning. So I had some ups and downs. I had some struggles. But the key was that I knew there was a change. What about you? Do you know that there's a change? Hallelujah. Do you know that Jesus is working in your life right now? Do you know that he is working on those things that and there's some things that we just have to say, Lord, I let it go. I give it to you, Lord. I don't want to be bound by anything. No habits, nothing, no strongholds. I don't want to be captive to anything that does not please you. And this is the way it was for me. The Lord began to deal with my heart. And most of all, I knew he was in there. I knew that I had received him into my heart and into my life. And so I didn't think the things I used to think. Of course, and I didn't do the things that I was used to do. And of course, the Lord was weaning me. You know, it was some things that it took a little more than, if not less, for him to set me free of. You know, I wanted to know more and more, though, about Jesus. I tried to tell my friends and share my hope and my joy and the new peace I had with my old friends and the people I was around, but I realized that they weren't ready to receive it. They hadn't made up their minds to receive Jesus. They didn't even understand him. And so it seemed like I was alone for a little while, you know, from time to time. But I knew that that street life was dead and gone. You know, I was out there, what, running with the wrong crowd, out there stealing, robbing, lying, gambling. My mama would come by, you know, and we'd stop long enough of twirling the dice so that she could walk by. That was it, though. But when she was gone, Jack, we were twirling again. And I thought I was Mr. Slicky. I could take the dice and turn them a certain way, and they was going to do what I told them to do. But I was sure fooling myself, because I always end up losing more than I ever thought I would win or ever did win. I didn't win that way. My winning was when I surrendered to Jesus. Isn't that something? You don't win like you think you can win till you begin to walk and talk and fellowship with Jesus and make sure that you're taking heed to what he would say. Hallelujah. The street life was dead. It was gone. A brand new life came into my heart and mind. Hallelujah. And I had a new mind to please Jesus. Hallelujah. We each have a story, don't we? Yes, we do. I began to learn to walk and obey the word of God. Hallelujah. The great liberator, Jesus Christ, has set me free from death, hell, the grave, and of all that evil and selfish life, the old man. Hallelujah. That guy, he was something. But I'm so glad that Jesus knew about him and he knew how to just get rid of him. Hallelujah. Of course, that old man, every now and then, he want to try to think that he can come back up, but he's dead and buried. Hallelujah. That's what baptism is all about. Hallelujah. Buried with Christ into baptism, but you're raised into newness of life with Jesus as he has been raised from the dead. The old things have passed away. All things have become new. Hallelujah. Praise God. The new things are taking place. And why are they taking place? Because Jesus, hallelujah, he's the liberator. He's the one that's setting us free. He's not only set us free, but he's keeping us free. He sets us free and he keeps us free. And he's working mightily in us to make us a beautiful work in him. We are created in him a beautiful workmanship unto Christ Jesus. Isn't that something? God is amazing. Yeah, this old guy, he thought he was shy. He thought he was slick. He thought he was cool, you know, even practicing a little martial arts to try to show people I was big and bad. And I end up hurting a man, hitting a man one day just because I thought he was in the wrong. He was with his buddy trying to hold his buddy up. And I thought that they were doing something other than just being buddies. And, you know, both of them had been drinking. So they were trying to help each other. But me and my silly smart self, I'm starting to beat on both of them thinking I'm Mr. Big and Bad. Knocked the man off his feet and the man almost died. I feel like he died because he laid there for a while. I had to pray again and I didn't even realize I should have been praying all the time. That would have helped me not to make the same, you know, big boo-boo, selfish stuff, huh? Sly stuff, slick stuff. Thought I knew what I was doing. And the man thanked the Lord he got up. And do you know, 20 years later, I end up walking on the same side of the street that that man was on. And I had to pray and ask God to forgive me all over. I just did it just because I knew Jesus could do it. And I just prayed for him again because I just wanted to make sure he didn't remember me. And he didn't remember me and he was coming after me. Oh, no, that's the same man. I saw that man again after 20 years. He walking on the same side of the street I was, but Jesus had set me free. Hallelujah. Now my prayer was, Jesus, have you set him free? And I didn't get a chance to really speak or nothing because I still was having a little battle in my mind, you know, but God gave me peace. Hallelujah. When you are troubled and are tossed and turned, Jesus again comes in when you call on him. And I thank God that I was able to call on the Lord right there and God came to my rescue. I thank him that he is a present help for each of us right now, no matter what the battle is, no matter what the struggle is, no matter what the roadblock is. It might be a big wall there, but the Lord will knock the wall down for you. But you got to make sure you stand up and just believe and call on the Lord. Wherever you're at, whatever you're facing, all right, my conscience would believe, I thought I could do wrong, and my conscience would somehow believe that I could get away with any and everything I thought possible. What a deception. And that's Ephesians 2, where the devil has taken us captive at his will when we don't have Christ. He takes us captive, and he tries to destroy us because we haven't surrendered and we haven't asked Jesus to come in. But when we ask the Lord to come in, the devil's got to take his hand off. Satan, to whom I was a slave to sin and death, had me bound. But Jesus came in, what? And gave me his freedom to no longer be bound, no longer be in chains. Those chains can't hold me no more. They can't hold us no more, church. Hallelujah. No longer. Jesus is the great liberator. Jesus sets the captive free. Jesus transforms what? The heart and the mind. Hallelujah, as only he can. But we've got to make sure that we continue to come to him. Hallelujah, come unto me, what? All ye that are what? Burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you today. Oh, God, we bless you. God is just telling us, hold on, church, to the truth. I have already shown you the truth. I have already shown you the things that will keep you free, that'll set you free. I am there. Most of our, what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to the Father except by me, Jesus. So we got to hold on to him. Hold on. Let the Holy Spirit teach you even the more. Hallelujah. The Comforter has come. When Jesus came into your life, the Holy Spirit, that was the beginning entry of him coming in. And him coming into your life, hallelujah, he is there to help you. He is there to fight the true battle that you need fought. You can't do it in yourself. You know, Charles Stanley talks about that, how he had battles, you know, even fasted and prayed and still didn't have the victory. But he realized that he was doing things in himself instead of doing things in the confidence and the power and the finished work of Jesus Christ. Jesus has already done it all for us, according to Ephesians, I think 1:7, Ephesians 2:13. He has conquered it all through his shed blood. Hallelujah. His blood represents life. His flesh represents life and health and strength and nourishment to us, hallelujah, mind, body, and spirit. Jesus gave his whole body. He suffered, bled, and died for us, that we might have the right to eternal life, that we might have the right to what? Abundant life, that we might have the right to freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He became bound that we might be set free. Glory to God. He's setting someone free right now. He's setting me free. Hallelujah. I need it, Lord. I need to be set free. Yeah, Lord, I thank you that you're setting me free. That enemy can't hold me. Hallelujah. That lion can't hold me. That rebellion can't hold me. Hallelujah. Those unclean spirits can't hold me. Nothing can hold me bound because you're setting me free. I call on you, Lord, to set me free, to set others free. Hallelujah. To set them free in the White House. Set them free, Lord, on the street corner. Set them free in the prison house, Lord. Set the captive free, Lord, that's bound in their minds. Set everybody free, Lord, that wants to be free. The man, hallelujah, called Legion, had 6,000 devils, and God, you set him free. Yeah, Lord, you cast out those devils, and they you put them into the, permitted them to go into the swine, but the swine couldn't even handle those devils. There's no peace, and there's turmoil, hallelujah, without you, Lord. Confusion without you. Chaos without you, Father. And the swine, they couldn't stand it, so they ran down the hill, and they choked themselves and drowned in the water. And the spirits had nowhere to go. They were roaming. I don't believe they could stay in those swines if they weren't living. But God, the man that had the Legion, he was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and he was in his right mind. He was free. He was, before that, he was tormented. He was weeping and gnashing his teeth and in torment all the time, cutting himself with stones. He was had no peace in his mind. But Lord, you will set the captives free. And so I thank you today that you're setting lives free, Lord. Hallelujah. Most of all, you are giving that, your arms are wide open for that invitation. Come to me. Come to me. Hallelujah. I will do it. And as you said, what do you want me to do for you? Oh, son, what do you want me to do for you, daughter? What do you want me to do for you, man, woman, boy, girl? Jesus is asking that. And Lord, we say, we want you, Lord. We want you, Lord. We want your power. We want your peace. We want your love, Lord. We want everything that is from you, Lord, to be in our lives. And thank you, Lord, that you'll give it. You don't hold anything back. You give it. Hallelujah. You won't hold it back. And I thank you that we're able to receive it, Father, today. Oh, touch lives right now. Save and heal and deliver. Set the captive free, Father. Oh, there's somebody that needs to know you, Lord. And I pray that they would know you. I pray that your word would go out. Hallelujah. Send your word forth, Lord. And we send your word forth to set the captive free. Hallelujah. To forgive sin, Lord. To wash them in the life-giving blood of Jesus, even right now. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. That you're just taking us to a higher height and a deeper depth. Hallelujah. You're making and molding us in the areas where we need you more, Lord. We want to be more like you. And we thank you that you are bearing witness by the Holy Spirit that we are like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. We bless you for it. In Jesus' name today. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
As Jesus is, so are we. We give you the glory, Lord.
Thank you.
We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. Heal sick bodies now. Hallelujah. Change the situation in lives. Renew the strength of your people. Make us a strong army in you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I command bodies to be healed now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Direction, Lord. Yes, Lord, we need your direction. We need your truth. We need your light to shine upon our pathway. We need Jesus every step of the way. Mm-hmm. And we thank you that we have access to the Father in Jesus' name. Amen.